Holy shit. It's episode 500. I got nothing planned. There's no guests. There's no nothing. It's just me. Why bother? What am I going to do? A special episode? No. We do this every day. 500's just another number. Although, getting to 500 made me feel like, man, I kind of want to make it to 1,000, but that's going to take forever. That's what Nick Maritato, when he was on the show the other day, he was talking about, oh, we want two shows a day. He wants two shows a day. I don't think I'm going to do that. But that would be a good way to get to 1,000, is I do 2-3 shows a day, and then, we really get that number up. Maybe I shorten them. Maybe I do 3 episodes a day, but they're like 3 minutes each. So you get less entertainment spread out over the day, and it's not even as good as what I consider not good now. That's one option. I'm not going to do that. That's obviously a joke. But I got to get these numbers up. I mean, they went up, but they're not up into the level where I can get some real sponsors. You know, get that stamps.com money that Mark Maron has. Get that Paul McCartney guest. You know, get the good guests. I'd have guests on if Paul McCartney wanted to come on. He'd have to call in. I don't want him in my apartment when I'm waking up in the morning. You know, like, not. It's like fine to have Paul McCartney over at your place, but not like, you're waking up, do you want anybody? I don't care who it is. Oh, you're a Beatle? You're still, I'm in bed. Leave me alone. This will just probably continue until I don't know how to end this show, because there's nobody to, it's like, if I'm going to stop doing this podcast, it's like, I'm still going to wake up every day, well, until I die. That's the one way to stop it. But it's like, there's no partner, there's no guest, there's no producer, there's no anything. I would just have to be like, I'm not going to talk into my phone when I wake up. What's the point of that? Why deprive all of you of this top quality entertainment? So maybe I will get to 1,000. For episode 1,000, I expect to have Paul McCartney on as a guest. Well, I don't need to go all Ringo. Or any kind of celebrity guest. Who else? Obama. Now that would be, of course, if you're like, oh, you can have any guest on, you go for Obama. That is my goal of this podcast, one day to have Obama on as a guest, and to get stamps.com as a sponsor. And then when I do the commercial, I'd be like, oh, do you really need stamps that bad? I've used like 3 stamps in the past 10 years. What are you mailing? What that you need to get like a postage meter in your house? Stamps.com. The promo code. What's wrong with you? That's my. Do you get to set your own promo code, or do they make that up? That's what I want to find out. That's why I want a sponsor. I want to know. Sherry's Berries, do I get to say what my promo code is? Or do you just say, oh, overslept pod? No. I want to be, go buy berries at the store. Why are you buying berries in the mail? Weirdo. And they only, what's the big deal? They only advertise Mother's Day and Christmas. And why, kind of Christmas present is that? Oh, I got mailed berries. Thanks. Casper Mattress. You really got your mattress in the mail? You didn't go want to try it out? I think, all these people, once these people start paying me, I'll start saying good things about their services. Until then, I'm going to slander, not slander, that's illegal. And I think that's print. I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to satirize their products until they start paying me. Who else is out there? Oh, Square Cash on their fucking, the Cash App, that Pod Save America, those motherfuckers getting all their money from Square Cash. Use Venmo. That's what, oh, promo code for Square Cash? Use Venmo. Like a fucking person. Like everybody else you know. Oh, no. Can you download a new app for me? Because I don't have the one that everybody has. Yeah, I did this one because of Pod Save America, and I whatever John Lovett says for me to do, I do. Fuck all those guys. I enjoy that show. I know some people mock it as a liberal, like an elitist liberal show, but I still kind of like it. Maybe I'm a sucker. And yeah, use Square Cash if I guess they're probably doing fine. All right, I guess we'll look at the news for a few minutes and then end episode 500. I hope you weren't expecting much. If you listen to this show, you don't expect much. Irish Health Minister Simon Harris confirmed new abortion service will be free. Yo, Ireland. Going for it. Free abortions. That's great. Why not? Spread it out over some tax dollars. Why do you have all these high school kids scrambling around trying to get that cash together, whatever that costs? I don't know what the current market rate for an abortion is, and particularly over there in Ireland. But I remember being in high school, and every once in a while, someone you know needs one, and now everybody's got to chip in. So I didn't have anything to do with this kid, but sure as shit don't want you to have it. So here's $20, I guess. Let's see. Met police reveal Croydon cat killer were foxes after 3-year probe and 500 deaths. Oh my god, 500 deaths. This is terrible. As a person with two cats that I love dearly, but I don't even let them out of the house. But this is, at least it wasn't a fucking psychopath person. This was nature. It was, they're out there being animals and then another animal. If it was a person, I'd want anybody that hurts an animal, a pet animal. I'm not saying hunters, which are hurting animals, right? Because they're killing them. Even if they're, but I'm going to eat it. Well, I hurt animals when I eat meat. It's very tricky, the mental gymnastics you got to do as a meat eater and a pet lover. Yeah, you can't just be like, because you're not across the board, fuck the animals, I'm a goddamn person, I'll eat the fuck out of each and every one of you. You got to separate them out. You're like, cow? Fuck off, cow. Kitty cat. Don't even fucking touch my kitty cat, you motherfucker. But go put a bolt in that cow's brain so I can eat it. I'm starving. It's difficult. It's not difficult for like chickens. Cause no, you ever have a chicken isn't an enjoyable animal. But cow seems like it probably could be, except for its size, it seems like it could be a nice pet. They seem like they're nice. I mean, not a house pet. You'd have to have a yard. They're not a city animal. But if I had a yard and a cow out there, not even for, I guess, do you have to milk it? Do you have to milk it? Or is it, like, is the cow going to be like, oh shit, I got to get milked? Or can you just leave it be? Because I don't have any need for milk straight out of a cow. And I don't want to just have that duty every day. So I don't think I would have a cow as a pet. It seems like it'd be a lot of upkeep, too. They probably eat a lot. All right. Bad idea. That was in England, this fox thing. The cats. Filmmaker Peter Jackson may testify against Harvey Weinstein in Ashley Judd case. Why wouldn't he? Why is he may? Do it. Say Harvey Weinstein's a fuck. How many witnesses do you need to testify? I can't believe that. Just say, I'm the prosecuting attorney. I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, look at that motherfucker. Harvey Weinstein. Don't you know he's an asshole? Is there any, can you find, like, an impartial jury? Like, I don't know who Harvey Weinstein is. Well, get out of here then. What the fuck's wrong with you? Read a newspaper, you piece of shit. Well, no one reads newspapers, but look at your phone, news alerts. And then they'd be like, hey, look, it's Harvey Weinstein. And be like, yeah, he's guilty. He's a fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit's a real go-to for me, isn't it? Be like, you're guilty. Oh, but just a second. Can we get the director of Lord of the Rings to verify that he's a motherfucker? That he's a rapist? I won't believe it until I have an Oscar award-winning director on the stand. So, Peter Jackson, you better get in there. Because now it's out there. And now if you don't, people are like, why didn't Peter Jackson say something? Oh, well, there we go. Episode 5. We did 500 of these. Maybe I'll start telling people about it. I'll say, hey, listen to my podcast. Maybe I'll start putting up a paywall. Oh. Maybe you can hear the first 2 minutes for free, but if you want to hear the rest, you got to pay, what's a good monthly, $25 a month? No, of course not. No paywall. Maybe Patreon, maybe I'll start, I have a Patreon. I don't know the fucking address, the URL or anything, but there's a Patreon for this show, but you don't get any extra. I'll put some perks in the Patreon, and I'm gonna start sponsoring myself. And then, listen, I don't expect you guys to fucking start kicking in dough, but some of you might be like, oh, I get entertained every day by you. I love your show. It would be my honor. And I would like a little perk, whatever that might be. Or bonus shows. Maybe weekend bonus shows. We'll see. But I probably won't get around to it. So don't worry. And I listen to shows. They're like, oh, give to our Patreon. I'm like, I don't got any money. I understand not having money. Believe me. All right, you motherfuckers. I will see you tomorrow because it's Friday. For episode 501. Why isn't that a bigger deal? 501? That's a, you know, I did 500. Now I'm keeping going. You know, the round numbers. People love them. I love them. I'm not better than anybody else. Okay. Now it's really. See you tomorrow. We love you.